This is Studio 360, and I am Kurt Anderson.
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear
that you will faithfully execute the...
Back in the early 1960s, John F. Kennedy had just become president, and the age of the LP record album had also really just begun as well.
I was always, baby, I was always...
Alongside Broadway musicals and folk music and Elvis, the comedy record was coming into its own as well.
And I've seen a lot of saucer people, but I can't talk about it, you know, because back in the zoo.
By 1962, Jonathan Winters had put out four records, and Bob Newhart had two hit albums. But the 1963 Album of the Year Grammy went to some total unknowns, performing a new kind of political parody. It was called The First Family. As part of our series, Inside the National Recording Registry, we got the story from a comedy historian.
I'm Ronald L. Smith. I'm the author of Comedy on Record, as well as Who's Who in Comedy.
As well as the man who co-wrote and produced the 1962 album.
I'm Bob Booker. I'm a TV producer, album producer, writer, director, editor. Spent my life in the entertainment world. At that time, no one actually had done what people believed was this outrageous idea of making fun of the president and his family. We took this attitude. We thought that Jack Kennedy was a movie star president. He had this tremendous sense of humor. He was young. He had the beautiful wife, two children. We did a demo of the album to sell it, you know, recorded about 15 minutes of it, and we shopped it around New York, and we were thrown out of 12 of the major record companies. One actually threatened us to get out, and the big labels like Columbia and Capitol and RCA, they were just too involved with the government to ever insult the President of the United States, and they thought this would be insulting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to you from a typical American home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Since January of 1960, this family of smiling and happy people have undergone a change. You might say they've been engaged in a new and different type of experiment. Sir, as head of this average family, what was this new experience undergone by you and the members of your household?
Well, after 2 years of brushing with the Crest toothpaste, our group... Our group had 21% fewer cavities with Crest.
Actually, what we were looking to do, I guess, was what would be an old-fashioned radio show. We had a cast of people, and we did sketches. And strangely enough, Vaughn Meter looked a little bit like Jack Kennedy. Naomi Brossard, who played Jackie, she really looks like her. And she did the best impression of Jackie Kennedy ever.
Now, if you'd care to follow me down this hall to the next room, as we go, I should like to point out the various paintings on the wall.
Yes, I wish you would point them out.
Well, there's this one and this one. And that great big one over there.
The First Family was the fastest rising album ever. Fastest rising album of all time. A million copies sold within 1 month. It was this incredible phenomenon of a small record label nobody knew, a comedian that nobody had ever heard of, a comedy writing team nobody had ever heard of. It didn't succeed that much as a political satire album. It succeeded as just a funny album of... little sketches.
Now down onto the floor for this week's press conference.
Yes, well, there is no opening statement. I think I will just take the first question.
Sir, we understand that on-the-spot nuclear inspection might not be necessary. Do you have a new way that we can tell what the Russians are doing without actual on-the-spot inspection in the Soviet Union?
Yes, we are asking everyone to be very, very quiet.
One thing that is part of this perfect storm about The First Family is that it hit on so many levels, and one of them was simply the Boston accent. Nobody had heard a Boston accent before. All of a sudden, you have this guy with this voice and this cadence, and it was considered really hilarious going back to the old school of Park Your Carcass and ethnic Jewish and Irish voices. A lot of the humor on The First Family was just purely in the cadence of John F. Kennedy's voice.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This government, as promised...
And while they were making this record, the Cuban Missile Crisis arose.
...of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba.
The Cuban crisis was in October of 1962, the exact night we were recording the album. Thank God the audience waiting to hear this comedy album recorded hadn't heard it. But 30 minutes later, we recorded the album. So here is Kennedy at 7 o'clock saying we're about to go to war, and here we are at 7:30 doing jokes about the First Family.
Family, family, family. Jack, there's just too much family. Can't we ever get away alone?
Tomorrow. I promise tomorrow we'll go away together tomorrow. No more family for a while now, I promise. Now, turn off the light. Good night, Jackie.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, Bobby. Good night, Ethel.
First Family reinvented the idea of sketch comedy, audio sketch comedy.
You know, I think we're all bozos on this bus.
Fireside Theater, Credibility Gap, and Congress of Wonders, Cheech and Chong even. They all ran with it. And there were albums that you just purely listened to. There was sound effects going on. There were interesting voices going on. That all came from the First Family.
The following is a public service announcement. Election Day is near. Go to the polls and vote. Vote for the Kennedy of your choice, but vote.
It's kind of sad in a way that the album had a sequel to it, which did not get a lot of airplay. There was First Family Volume 2, and unfortunately, not too long after that, the assassination of President Kennedy happened, and the second album disappeared.
My secretary called and said, Kennedy's been shot. I said, I want the album. Well, there were two albums at that time. We'd done a follow-up. But I said, take them both off the market right now, and I want them chopped up. I do not want to sit and try to cash in on this tragedy.
It became a collector's album because there were so few copies of it that anybody could find.
I had a conversation with Caroline Kennedy about a year ago, and she was very anxious to have the masters of these albums in the Kennedy Library in Boston. That's the greatest compliment that we could ever receive for this album.
Sir?
Yes?
When will we send a man to the moon?
Whenever Senator Goldwater wants to go.
That was Ron Smith and Bob Booker talking about the comedy album The First Family. That LP, as we used to call records, was selected to be preserved in the National Recording Registry. Our story was produced by Ben Manila for BMP Audio.